Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Here we go. Here are just a few signs that you are heading into financial trouble. Maybe you're already in financial trouble. Maybe you feel like the things that you're doing are things that everyone else does, and you probably shouldn't be looking at your neighbor to find out how well you're doing. You should be looking at your own situation. So if you don't know exactly how much you owe and to whom, that's a red flag. If you have refinanced your home more than once, or if you've refinanced your home every time your equity goes up, and you didn't use the money for a well-thought-out, well-researched investment, red flag. Or you simply don't know where you spent the money after you refinanced your house, red flag. If you've refinanced your house to keep up with credit card debt or to keep up with lifestyle expenses, red flag. If you don't have 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in available cash, red flag. If you play the credit card game and you transfer card balances from one card to another, seeing whichever card has a lower interest rate, that's a red flag. If you shop when you're depressed, when you're upset, or to make yourself happy, that's a red flag. If you don't own the maximum amount of life insurance on yourself to protect your family and cover your debts, that's a red flag. I could go on to other protection devices such as disability, liability, health insurance, things like that. Those should all be on balance. You should not have the lowest deductibles on any of those things. You should have the highest deductibles that you can stand, and you should have cash in bank to cover those deductibles. If you don't know where every dollar goes, that's a red flag. If you're surprised by bills that should be ordinary to you, that's a red flag. If you've gotten used to sending your money out to other people's banks instead of to your own banking system, there's a shameless plug for becoming your own banker and learning how to use the infinite banking concept, that's a red flag. If you don't have causes, churches, charities that you give to on a regular basis because you're not able to, that's a red flag. If you wouldn't have the money on hand to help someone in need, that's a red flag. If you don't have any plan for retirement, it's not well thought out, it's not on pace, it's not on schedule, that's a red flag. Now let's go into gross generalization. You should be saving a minimum of 10%. And I know these numbers only apply to the average person, and there's no such person on the planet. There is no average person. That person doesn't exist. It's a hypothetical. But you've got to start someplace. You should be saving at least 10% of your gross income. If you're over 40, you should be saving over 15% of your gross income. The numbers go up with your lifestyle and with your income potential and with your earnings. The numbers go up, not down. If you don't have an estate plan, if you don't have wills, trusts, powers of attorney, medical powers, etc., you are behind the eight ball, and you should have those things because you don't want to leave a mess for your family afterwards. If you have ever recently, I should say, asked for an advance on your paycheck, that's a red flag. If you have asked your friends or your family to lend you money and you haven't paid it back the next day, that's a red flag. If you use one open credit card to pay off another credit card, red flag. If you haven't been able to take your family on a great vacation and you can determine how often that should be, that's a red flag. If you have engaged the services of a payday loan company, that's a red flag. If you don't have separate funds for vacation, for ministry, for birthdays, for holiday gifts, for giving money to those in need, for a walkaway fund. What is a walkaway fund? It's a fund that's available for you to walk away from any situation, including your job, and be able to take off 6 months or a year. Now, that's a pretty lofty goal, but one that you should be working on. If you have higher finance charges or interest charges on your credit debt because of a poor payment history, that needs to be fixed. That's a red flag. If you use your income tax refund, first of all, you shouldn't be having a refund. If you use your income tax refund to pay the bills that you've mounted up from last Christmas, red flag. If you don't have adequate savings to take advantage of legitimate investment opportunities, that's a red flag. If you're not reading books on finance, on economics, on savings, here's a great book for you. And I've listened to Robert Kiyosaki's book. You don't have to agree with his philosophy about real estate or anything for that matter, but a good book on finance in general, after you've read Nelson Nash's book, Becoming Your Own Banker, The Infinite Banking Concept, is Robert Kiyosaki's Second Chance. I highly recommend that to every family, every individual. If you haven't started your children on courses of budgeting, if you haven't started to track their spending for the money that they have coming in and teach them how to track it and be accountable for it and be a good steward of their money, they're going to follow in the wrong footsteps and they're going to have red flags early. If your savings account is not a savings account, but it's a put and take account, that's a red flag. If you and your spouse argue about money ever, that's a red flag. You and your spouse should be on the same page at all times. I'm going to say, generally speaking, it's usually a cautionary point when husband and wife have two separate accounts and they direct their money in two separate ways and they don't agree on how money is to be spent and where it is to be spent. That's a red flag. If you're taking advice from someone who has declared bankruptcy in the last several years, that's probably a red flag. If you're taking advice from someone who hit the lottery, that's probably just as bad a red flag. This person doesn't know how to manage money. They just happen to be one in a billion. Don't talk to a professional who makes a lot of money. A person who makes a lot of money is not the same as a person who knows how to manage their money. I'm sure there are more red flags that we could talk about, and I'm happy for you to have a conversation. Either way, text us, email, call our office. We're happy to have you follow us and continue to have conversations about the infinite banking concept and how we can help you improve your life in every way. Thanks.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.